How he got through the big brawl, no one knows. They say he busted heads with the best of them. The other two black guys are the geek and the freak. No telling why. Nothing wrong with them. Look like a couple of rubbed ebony statues, don't they? You think these names just come out of a hat? They earned them the hard way. Usually they come out from under One Eye's hat, really. Yeah, they probably have real names, but they've been called by nicknames so long even they have trouble remembering. Goblin and One Eye are the main ones not to forget, and to remember not to put behind you. They do not deal well with temptation. This is Glimmers like Dewdrop Street. Nobody knows why. A real mouthful, right? You ought to hear it in Jaikuri. A jawbreaker. This is the route the company took coming in to snatch the tower. Maybe they'll rename it Runs with Blood Street. Yeah, the company charged through her in the heart of the night, killing anything that moved and jammed in there before they had any idea what was happening. With Shapeshifter's help, they roared on up the tower, where they let him help finish off Storm Shadow before they tagged him. It was an old company grudge. They owed Shifter from another generation when Shifter, helping Soulcatcher break the city's resistance, murdered One-Eye's brother Tom-Tom when the company was in service to the Syndic of Beryl. Croaker, One-Eye and Goblin, Otto and Hagop are the only guys left from those days. Hell, Croaker's gone now, isn't he? History-worshipping slob is buried out there in one of those mounds, fertilizing the plain. Mogaba's the old man now, sort of in his own mind. Those who form it come and go, but the company is forever. Every brother, great or small, is a snack, just not yet snapped up by the devouring maw of time. Those big black monster men watching the gate are the Gnar. They're descendants of the Black Company of centuries ago. Scary beasts, aren't they? Mogaba and a whole herd of his pals joined the company quest at Geazli. The old crew have had no pleasure of them. You mix the whole crowd up and squeeze them dry, you could not come up with 2 ounces of sense of humor. There used to be a lot more of them than there are now, but they keep getting themselves killed. They're bone crazy, the whole lot. For them, the company is a religion. Only their company is not the black company of the old crew. That becomes more apparent almost by the hour. All Gnar stand more than 6 feet tall. All Gnar run like the wind and leap like gazelles. Mogaba chose only the most athletic and warriorly to join the quest for Kadovar. All the Gnar are quick as cats and strong as gorillas. All the Gnar use their weapons like they were born with them in their hands. The rest, the ones who call themselves the old crew? Yeah, it is true. The company is more than a job. If it was just a job, just selling swords to whoever would pay, the Black Company would not be in this part of the world. There was work aplenty in the north. The world never lacks for potentates who want to bully their subjects or neighbors. The company is family for those who belong. The company is home. The company is a nation of outcasts, alone and defying the whole world. Now the company